Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete speaking. Can I please start out with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
2511-0801-0014-6964.
Perfect. Let me pull your file up real quick for you. How are you doing today?
Good. I'd be looking for a refi loan.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Who am I speaking with today?
Brian Fela.
Brian, perfect. And Brian, what's a good number to reach you back at in case the call drops here?
954-200-0140.
Perfect. And I'm going to have you confirm a couple pieces of info that we have on file just as a formality, and then be happy to answer any questions and point you in the right direction towards that refi. The legal name of the business is Health and Life Advising, Inc., correct?
Yep, it is.
Is that the DBA name as well?
I don't believe I have a DBA name.
Okay,
perfect. I just have the corporate name.
Nice. And the corporation, is it an S-Corp or a C-Corp?
S.
Perfect. And Brian, are you the 100% owner?
That's it.
And how long have you been in business for?
Been a while.
So, what do you want me to log him in underneath?
His regular login.
So there's nothing wrong with that. It's not the computer.
No.
You just told me it was the computer.
Well, I think it's the computer. So what is it doing it on the new one?
That's why since this morning I asked you to take it.
I looked at it and I couldn't fix it.
So we should have taken a computer off another desk and put it there to find out.
What was the question, bud?
No worries. Time in business? Just a general estimate. 10 years?
2011.
Okay. And one last one, Brian. What's the address? Can you confirm that for me real quick?
1002 East Newport Center Drive.
Perfect.
200 Deerfield Beach.
Perfect, perfect. How's the weather in Florida right now?
It's murky.
Murky? Humid?
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about what you're, you know, looking to do here, what your goals are. You said something about a refi.
Yeah, just perfect. Refi the debt, put it into a longer term.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about what you currently have, you know, terms.
I have a shitty loan from Everest, and I have a loan that's about to expire with Rapid. It's almost over. They're not bad, actually. That was a good loan, actually.
Rapid, Everest, weren't you happy? Yeah.
Everest sucked. I have a line of credit with Bluevine.
With who?
Bluevine.
Bluevine.
Or Blue some shit. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah. I got you. Let me get just run down real quick, get the balance. What's the original loan amount, payback amount, and the balance on Everest?
That's where I'm pissed. They owe me $500, and I'm about to stick them if they don't friggin' fix it.
They owe you $500?
Well, they took it out of the proceeds of the loan, and then the second they funded me, they whacked me again. And that wasn't the deal.
Really?
Yeah, they hit me for $550 twice. It's like a $12,000 loan. I got $10,300 of it, and after they funded, they took another $550, and that wasn't the deal.
So you got $12,000 payback. They gave you $10,300.
$10,300, and the payback's like $15,000.
And the payback is $15,000.
Roughly, like something around there.
Okay, perfect. What are you paying daily on that one?
$122.
Alrighty. And bring me through Rapid Advance. What do you have with them?
They gave me a nice loan. They gave me like 15. They gave it over 15 months. It should be over sometime in November-ish.
And what's the payback on that $15,000 with them?
$60 a day. It was nothing. If they were to continue in my industry, I would have just went back to them.
They took it off of the industry? I got you. Sometimes that changes from year to year, month to month, depending on the lender.
They denied me the first time, and then I called myself in marketing, and they took marketing. Now they don't take marketing.
Oh, my God. So what was the total payback on that $15,000 with Rapid?
Oof, nothing. 17.
Wow, you got a good deal, man.
Yeah,
you did. And
I had a 760 at the time, so also good credit.
Yeah, yeah. When did you take that out? That was a while ago. It was 15-month term over in November last summer.
Yeah. Well, it was probably September of last year, so again, it's going to be over November.
Mm-hmm. With Everest, what kind of term length did they give you?
I don't know. It sucks. 6 months.
6 months. When did you take that one out?
2 months ago.
Yeah. That is a pretty crap deal. Did you have some credit issues, or what was the reasoning for them to give you that?
No, that was, Everest was hard to get funded by, so they said, but...
Really? No, I mean, from my experience...
They're shit.
We'll reach out to them every once in a while if we have just something that we cannot...
Like, and they bang my credit every 2 days to, they basically forced me into that one.
Were they shopping you around?
Sucks because I had a better offer on the table the next day from somebody else.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that.
And I got this in the mail, and that actually intrigued me, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we've been around for, better half of 14 years now, and we have nothing but good reviews. Every once in a while we get a disgruntled customer, but for the most part we keep everybody happy as far as equipment and capital goes. I know every once in a while, like I said, if there's something where it's just we can't get it done, we have reached out to Everest in the past, so I am familiar with them, just here and there. How is your credit now, Brian? We talking
Sucks. 600.
Hey, man, you wouldn't believe some of the crap I get here. I got people telling me, it's not the best. It's whatever, in the 500s. I was like, that's not usable. But, back...
Well, I bought 3 cars, a Porsche, a BMW, and a Infiniti. That didn't help. And I also hit my credit cards up pretty hard this year.
Well, what kind of Porsche you get?
Cayman.
Oh, nice, nice. That's got to be fun to drive around Florida.
Sure is. Never got a ticket, knock on wood.
Never got a I can imagine.
The BMW's in the business name, and the Porsche was supposed to be. I just never refiled it, so it does have an asset.
Oh, good. Yeah, what's your line of credit looking like with the Blue 9 or, Blue whoever?
I owe them 9.
9K. What's the total line there they offered?
15, but I could get more. It's like I ordered an Apple computer. They gave me a $25,000 line with direct something, but I only bought one iMac. Basically interest-free for the first year.
Nice, nice. So yeah, tell me a little bit about the business, Brian. What do you guys do there at Health and Life?
I deal with marketing. I deal with setting up call centers. I deal with getting products in call centers, training, hiring, firing, staffing, the whole nine yards.
Nice.
Consulting, mostly.
So what do you guys sell?
I've been an agent insurance, but I've been an agent 15 years.
Okay. So you'd manage the call center, you guys just call up and sell insurance?
Fuck no, I train people to do it.
Yeah, not you, obviously. That's not the most fun job, man. I remember earlier in my career here, that's what they had me doing. It sucked. Absolutely.
It was actually a fun job. I used to, get stoned in my car and make a game out of it and see how many cars I could pull. Highest retention actually in the call center
really?
Space was me. Yeah.
Really?
I was just shot by the carriers weekly. They couldn't understand why I was able to place so much business and it stuck.
Wow. And maybe you just got a gift. Maybe something in the car was helping you out.
Yeah, no, I was pretty good.
Good to hear, man. So, is that all you guys do? You just offer health and life insurance? See advising.
I also do ringless voicemail. Maybe you guys are interested in that. I have the cheapest, most compliant platform in the industry. It's TCPA compliant. I have people that do mass mailings. I do internet leads. I do real-time leads. I do transfers, warm transfers.
Oh,
and it's
really?
Not just the insurance vertical. I could do anything that deregulated energy.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Maybe we could use you over here at Cardiff.
Because the soft phone is set to CMG 6. Unless you change the setting on the soft phone.
You can't put them on another computer because...
if you click on the little toolbar on the cell phone, there's like a little wrench. Okay. You see where it says CMG 7? Just put CMG 7 and it'll be fine. That's all you got to change. Twice, password and username. That's it. That's what I do.
As I was about to say, it sounds like a lot of the same jargon that we use around here sometimes.
Yep.
So, tell me, you know, have you looked elsewhere for getting this refi, or we just kind of caught your attention on the... No?
Okay, first. Well, I mean, I should have taken the pretty much approved SBA loan. I just never finished
it. Oh, those are great. I mean, if you can get something for government...
I finally got it done. Through background took 6 months. And then by the time that was done, I was just over it, and... all I had to do was give them a P&L for this year, and I would have been done. It would have been $55,000, and it would have been, 10 years to pay back.
Wow. I mean, those loans are ideal. It sucks with the turnover on how long it takes to get the approval and the whole process done. You can't even, if you're using it for any kind of expansion that's pretty immediate, it almost takes that option away from you. And then, you could always
and
do
the
it.
Banker
the
was
going to
do it no matter what. She was just waiting for the nod. And then I'm like, well, why don't you send me back my app so I can make that P&L with the paperwork I already gave you? It took her 3 weeks to get me that, and I just never pursued it.
Who were you working with?
BBIF.
Yeah.
It's a local Florida bank. It's called Black's Bank of Florida. I thought it was because I was Jewish. I thought it was funny. I got her laughing.
Black's Bank of Florida. That's a pretty funny name.
Yeah, when you go to their website, right, it's like all minority shit. So I said, well, I am Jewish, so I mean, I guess I qualify.
I don't know about that. That's pretty funny, though. So what do you, you're obviously familiar with the working capital loans and kind of how they work. So what ideally are you looking for?
It is, hold on, what's your extension?
No,
7155. Hang on 1 second, sir.
Yeah, no worries.
Just go on the loudspeaker with Josh. He wants to know something. We
appreciate your patience and we'll be right with you. Your call is very important to us. We'll be with you soon. Thank you for holding. We'll be with you momentarily. Thank you for calling. We'll be back on the line to answer your call as soon as possible. Please continue to hold.
All right, I'm back to you.
Hey, how you doing, Brian? So I was trying to just kind of get a good picture of what you're ideally looking for here. You're just looking to cover up these balances that you have?
Yeah, consolidate some credit card if I can, whatever.
So do you have a certain amount in mind here?
You tell me. I'm looking at somewhere neighborhood of... I don't know, 40.
40. Okay. Well, what do your gross annual sales look like? From last year, what are you tracking for this year?
I still haven't filed. I'm on extension and I'm late. I passed about 178.
Yeah, I don't really.
Like 178 through the account last year.
Okay. Ballpark that. And, you know, adding up the balances from Everest, I mean, you're in Rapid Advance.
Rapid, I owe like 3 to 5,000 at the most.
Rapid, you owe 3 to 5K at the most.
At the most.
And then Everest, like another 10. How
of
much
course,
you owe
them?
10K?
Yeah, because of the interest up front and all that shit.
So total balance on working capital is around 13K, 15K.
And you got 9 in line of credit and, you know, maybe another 15 in credit cards that I'd like to consolidate.
Perfect. Yeah, that's the only thing that weighs on what we can get you is the current work capital balances. With loans about 13 to 15K and your gross annual sales rate around 200, we could probably get you enough just to cover, you know, right around that 15 to 20K mark, just to kind of pay off those and get a better interest rate. / longer term, obviously. I know that 6 month thing's probably
it's not really a better interest rate because I'm prepaying that interest than to wrap it up and do another interest.
Yeah, it's interest on interest. We kind of tell people to steer away from, you know, using working capital to pay for working capital. It's not really the best use of funds unless, you know, you can net such a large amount. Like if you were doing $1 million, you know, revenue, and we could free up more around, you know, 80K for you, this would make a lot more sense.
Thanks. For doing $1 million, I wouldn't be on the phone with you, bud.
Yeah, I know.
And I just got ripped for $57,000 from my overseas trading account. So that's kind of really where I'm a little smart hurting.
Yeah. Well, you know, but would you be open to just a second position loan at all? Or I guess it would be third?
Even if it was second, the way you guys charge fees, it just doesn't work.
Yeah, well, you know,
if you guys matched my rapid fee, which was like a 1.02 or whatever the hell the factor rate was, a 0.112 or whatever it was.
Yeah, I mean, if we can do that, would you be interested in maybe getting a second position or something of that nature? I mean, first plan of action is, of course, try and get you, you know, approved for the largest amount, closer to that 40 mark, so you can just pay off everything and kind of get a fresh start. But I guess
my business credit's
be
A with Experian and A with Dun & Bradstreet, if that means anything.
No, that's good. We definitely check the business credit. We do the personal credit, we just take a look at. But as far as, you know, where the loan goes through, it's all through the business, so that'll definitely help you out.
And I have trade lines there, so well established.
Okay, so what I'm just going to have to do is just pretty much have you send in an application, and we'll see what kind of first position loan we can get, if it's enough or closer to that 40K mark. And I guess as a plan B, I'm also going to have you submitted for a second position program, just as kind of like a backup for you, see what we can do in that department.
And what's the difference between you and XPRS Capital?
XPRS?
Yeah.
Who is that? I don't know if
I have no idea. They both came at the same time, at the same day. Go figure.
Really? I completely.
In the same mailbox.
Completely unrelated. I can just Google them real quick. XPRS Capital. Looks like they're. Their website's very broad.
I like broad.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like they do equipment loans and, you know, working capital.
Just like what you do.
I don't know if they've been around for as long as we have. We've been in the game for about 14, 15 years now.
Are you guys actual lenders with a license or no?
Yeah, no, we do all in-house work. We're really, really competitive in the equipment division. You know, we've been doing that.
Oh,
for
God, I got a direct capital. Like, nobody touched that with Apple.
Really?
It's like interest-free loan. It's like an interest-free loan on that iMac.
Yeah, that's the only place where we can't really compete is like direct manufacturer with the equipment, because they're doing it for themselves to move units, so they don't care if they're getting 0% interest. But I mean, XPRS looks pretty much just like us, but kind of just, I don't think they've been around for as long. Doesn't really say on here how long they've been in business for.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
How long has fucking Everest been in business? They're crooks.
I have no idea. You know, we do have a 4.9 out of 5 stars on Google Plus, if you check that out. I'm not sure what this XPRS, I'll Google them.
Well, they say we'll get you the absolute lowest cost for your loan and get you decision one business there, license immediately, fund thereafter. If we can't do this, we give you $1,000, period.
They give you $1,000 if they can't do it?
Yep.
Hmm.
Or if they don't have the best terms.
Well, you know, I'd like, actions are better than words. I don't know, I've never really heard of them. I can't really give you feedback on that as far as XPRS.
Right.
I mean, you could obviously give them a call, like same thing you're doing here. I'm just going to say, you know, we have been in business for longer. Go check out our reviews.
Well, I got you because I went to you because I got the free business credit report.
Yeah, that's another thing we like to throw in there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I guess, Brian, really the only options we have here, just kind of apply and, you know, see what we get. I know the underwriting and, you know, getting the numbers for these things are a lot, they're very nuanced, and I can't really just spit anything out at you.
Shoot me the app. I'll get you that, and I guess you want bank statements.
Yeah, bank statements, tax return. You know, you pretty much know the gist of things. What's a good email for you, though?
Well, again, I still haven't filed last year.
If you give me 2014, we could work with that. And maybe if you have a paperwork for the extension, that would be beneficial.
My accountant has it, yeah.
Perfect. All right, what's a good email, Brian?
Email is first initial, last name, so B. Fela.
Can you spell your last name for me real quick?
F-A-I-L-L-A.
Perfect. At?
gmail.com.
I'll shoot something over in about 5 minutes. All right, I'll circle back with you, you know, Tuesday maybe. What works for you? Wednesday, if I don't see anything?
Either way.
All right. I'll give you a call Wednesday afternoon if I don't see anything in my inbox, but it sounds like you can get everything to me pretty quickly. All right, but do you have any other questions before we part ways here? I know I've been doing a lot of the talking.
No, I think that's it.
All right, well.
But how do I get my business credit report? Because I've already went on your website, and I clicked offer, and...
Yeah, I can actually have somebody pull that and send it over. I can email it to you.
Beautiful.
Perfect. All right. Thank you, Brian. Take care, man. Have a good rest of your day.
Do you need my tax ID or anything?
Oh, no. It'll be in the application. There's a field for that.
No, I meant for the report.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm not sure exactly what they need to run it. I'm probably going to send the document or the application for you and then tell them I need the business credit report. They'll probably give me what I need to ask you for. But yeah, give me the tax ID while I have you on the phone. It's probably really the only thing I need.
45-315-5706.
Typically, most people don't ever ask for that. You're pretty smart. All right. Take care, Brian.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.